Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Rodney Smith Jr. is mowing lawns this summer, not only at his home in Huntsville, Alabama, but in every state, including Alaska and Hawaii. His nonprofit organization is called Raising Men Lawn Care Service. He recruits young men and women to mow the lawn of people who need the help and do it for free. Rodney, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thank you for having me.
Which state are you in right now?
I'm currently in Billings, Montana.
So how many states does this make?
This makes 41 states, I believe. Yeah, so 9 more to go.
And your next stop after this will be where?
My next stop is North Dakota.
How does it work? How do you find out about the lawns that need mowing?
Before I started the tour, I made a request to my followers if they knew anyone in the cities and states I'll be going to. So I selected a city in each state where I'll be going to, and I put it out. And people just start submitting lawns of those who are elderly, disabled, single moms, and veterans. And that's how it all happened.
And then once you get to a city, how many lawns do you mow?
I mow an average of 3 to 4 lawns per city. Sometimes it's more. Like yesterday in Casper, Wyoming, I had about 5 to 6 lawns. So it was a pretty busy day.
And do you bring the mower with you?
Oh, yeah. So I'm driving around in all 40 states in my SUV. I have a Ford Edge. I just pack my lawnmower in the back with my weed eater and blower, and I just drive along.
And what are you going to do when it comes to Alaska and Hawaii?
For Alaska and Hawaii, I would either borrow someone's lawnmower, or I'll buy one, then donate it to a kid who's taking part in the 50-yard challenge that we are hosting.
Yeah, that's right. So you've recruited a lot of young men and women. How many at this point?
We have a total of about 180 kids taking part in our 50-yard challenge, including 1 in Canada and 7 in Bermuda and England that are taking part in this challenge. So let's say you had a kid in New York that accepted this challenge. All they would need to do is make a sign saying, I accept the 50-yard challenge, and in return, we send them a white Raising Men Lawn Care Service t-shirt along with shades and ear protection. Once they mow 10 lawns, they get an orange shirt, 20 a green, 30 a blue, 40 a red, and 50 a black. And once they reach 50, we fly to them, we do lawns with them, and we also give them brand new lawnmowers. So to date, 12 kids nationwide have completed this.
That's pretty great. You know, lawn mowing is one of those necessary evils, I think, for people who are lucky enough to have a lawn. Not a lot of people like to do it, especially in the heat. And
Oh, yeah, you know it well.
So why are you doing it?
I'm just trying to encourage kids to get out there, you know, and make a difference. Too many kids are inside playing video games. And what I'm doing, I believe it's my purpose. I remember a few years ago, I had a one-on-one conversation with God, and I asked him to use me as his vessel. He didn't give me an answer that day, not a week later, not even a month later. It happened a few years later in 2015 when I came across an elderly man outside mowing his lawn, and it looked like he was struggling, so I pulled over and I helped him out. At the time, I was getting my bachelor's in computer science, so I thought I could mow 40 lawns by the end of winter. But I mowed 40 lawns so quick that I upped my goal to 100. And a month and a half later, I reached my 100th lawn, and that's when I came up with the idea of Raising My Lawn Care Service.
And what do people say to you? What's it like when you go up to a house?
At first, they're shocked, and then they're really appreciative, you know, because a lot of the lawns that I'm doing, some are real high. I remember just a few days ago, this lady, she was a widow for a few years, and she just let the lawn go because her husband used to take care of the lawn. But I came in and mowed it for her, and had it been cut in probably 3 to 4 years.
Well, not to be a killjoy, but does it ever bother you that after this really generous gesture of mowing somebody's lawn, you know it's going to need it again in a couple of weeks?
That's the reason why I'm trying to encourage kids in each state to join our 50-yard challenge to take on the responsibility because they're able, you know?
Rodney, how do you make a living?
Well, I recently just graduated from college. I just got my master's in social work. And this whole organization made me find my true purpose, which is helping people, and this is what made me go back. So I just graduated May 4th with my master's in social work. So now that we're a nonprofit, my goal is to run the foundation full-time and hopefully make it a national organization someday. So that's the big goal.
The young men and women who are doing this as part of the foundation around the country, if they, or I should say when they complain, because who doesn't when you're doing a lawn, what do you tell them?
I let them know that they're making a difference. I remember one kid we had, he came out for the first time with us in Huntsville, where I'm based out of. And at first he was like, I don't want to do this. But After he finished his first loan, it was for an elderly man, and I asked him on camera, how does it feel to know that he made a difference? And his face lit up. He said, oh, did you see his face just now? I done finished his loan, and he had a big smile on his face, and he thanked me. Oh, man, oh, man. I mean, it's priceless just to see his face just light up after he done his first loan, and that's the kind of reaction a lot of the kids are giving us. So it's really cool to see such a small idea grow into something that is inspiring kids nationwide and even worldwide.
Rodney Smith Jr., founder of Raising Men Lawn Care Service. He's on a mission to mow 50 lawns in 50 states, and he's now in his 41st state in Billings, Montana. Rodney, it's so nice to speak with you. Thank you, and stay cool.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you so much.
To see pictures of Rodney and a group of his young recruits, go to hereandnow.org.